Jay-Z and the NFL announced a partnership, a deal to enhance live game experiences and amplify the league's social justice efforts. That's a direct quote from their statement. Little bit controversial considering the context of discussions involving the NFL and social justice, what they've already done and what they haven't already done. All of that being discussed on the national level, and that's where we're going to begin the hour with Stroman on sports. Joined now on the phone by Dr. Debbie Stroman, the host of If You Only Knew, right here on WCHL. You hear it weekday afternoons at 7 o'clock and on the weekends as well. Debbie, thanks for being with us today. How are you?
Doing well, I'll tell you. Talking about something to fill up the sports airwaves, it is this one. You have one of the most iconic figures in entertainment, Jay-Z, and everyone knows his wife, Beyonce, or Miss Bay. And then you're talking about the NFL, which is the most profitable and socialistic sports league in the world. And when you have the NFL sitting down with Jay-Z in a very comfortable, no media allowed boardroom, and the footage that we're seeing, the conversations, all of that is only what Jay-Z released from Roc Nation, his company. You have the fodder for major controversy and discussion.
The deal that was announced earlier this week is a sign of progress. If you think about progress as being the NFL kind of moving on social justice issues, Jay-Z in the past has been very vocally critical of and pushed back against attempts to work with the NFL because of its lack of movement on social justice issues. And we're talking specifically here about Colin Kaepernick's protest, the way the league responded to that. But that was just one of many other areas of social justice where the league really did not get involved in a way that advocates were calling for it to. So the fact that they're making this deal this week suggests that in some way, shape, or form, all of those negotiations behind the scenes led the NFL to say, okay, we're going to make a move. This is progress moving in that direction. At the same time, Colin Kaepernick's still blacklisted. He's not getting hired. There's still a lot of concern about, is the NFL doing enough? Is it doing remotely close to enough? What is your thought about that? It's an interesting question of, do you stay away from a league until you get the full thing that you want, or do you give up the boycott in exchange for what might just be limited gains?
There is definitely many, many sides to this. I have a few comments. The first is it's poor optics. It's poor optics for Jay-Z, and it's poor optics for those who have been supporting Colin Kaepernick and his bringing attention to police brutality and what is happening systemically with our criminal justice system. To sit there giggling with Commissioner Roger Goodell, many people just on that note are unhappy with Jay-Z. Secondly, I'll say that this is the conversation of whether or not capitalism versus social capitalism. Can you actually try to maximize profits, take care of yourself, or can you actually have someone who can maximize profits but also be caring and loving to the community? And there is a debate for either side. Many people know that Jay-Z is the ultimate black capitalist, so they question whether or not he will indeed give back to the community. And the case in point that people are referencing is he became a part owner, small percentage in the NBA's New Jersey Nets in the Barclays Center. And everyone was happy for Jay-Z because he said he was going to push for affordable housing. Well, that never happened. And so they're saying, here we go again with Jay-Z just trying to make money, but he's really not down for the community, so to speak. I'll also say, because he is good friends with Colin Kaepernick, over the past year, he's been negotiating with the NFL and having conversations with Colin Kaepernick. And during no time did he say anything to Cap about what is going on. I'm negotiating behind the scenes. I'm trying to put together an entertainment deal with the NFL. So many, many people are heartbroken over that. Forget the economics and the capitalism. The fact is that you've been having these conversations with the NFL and your so-called friend of Cap, and you never said anything. And then lastly, I think we have to be patient. I think Jay-Z has done a lot for the community in the sense of how he has, if I can use the word, he's arrived. He's a multimillionaire. I'm not sure if he's a billionaire, but he's definitely a multimillionaire. And the fact that if the partnership is all that we know right now is that he's going to do, he's going to help the NFL with halftime gigs and get the top talent to come back. The other part is that he is supposed to help with the NFL's Inspire Change social justice work. And so we'll see. And I know people aren't going to give him a lot of time, maybe a year at the most. Jay-Z's asking for at least 5 years to see. But again, the community is very, very split, black and white. Jay-Z has lost many fans, and then I'm sure he's acquired some as well.
Speaking with Dr. Debbie Stroman, talking about this deal between Jay-Z and the NFL. So give us the context for the NFL and its social justice efforts for what they are. What is the Inspire Change initiative? What does it entail and what does it not entail?
First off, I just figured out, yes, Jay-Z is a billionaire.
Okay,
but
good.
The idea is that there were two or three players who were negotiating along with Colin Kaepernick with the NFL as to what are you going to do in our communities. Yes, you are a football league. You're about making money, but you have so much power. You have the platforms in these communities. So what are you going to do? So the NFL actually cut a deal with a few other players, which again was another tumultuous situation for people in the community. But they did cut a deal where they're going to give, I want to say, about $80 million for social justice programs in local communities. And so we will see indeed how that really plays out. But Jay-Z being a part of that, again, nothing was released as to what he's going to do, how he's going to get involved, how he will have his staff, his company get involved in these activities. But the NFL is giving money out to social programs that these particular NFL players say are worthy.
Have we seen kind of tangible effects of that yet?
No.
Yeah. Okay, so this is just getting underway.
You're just getting underway. It's less than a year old.
Okay.
I don't think in North Carolina, I haven't heard anything going on with the NFL, particularly around this Inspire Change. I know the Panthers are very, very active in the greater Charlotte community, but I have not heard anything particular around Inspire Change. I think the NFL wins in all of this because they get, again, a major, major entertainer to shake hands and be on camera with Roger Goodell. I still question whether or not the owners really are going to do anything or are going to make any changes in terms of their behavior in brown and black communities. We know there's a lot of exploitation happening, but again, people can argue, hey, that's capitalism. And, you know, we're hopeful that these owners will give back, but they're not required to in any way. In terms of, you know, what's going to happen with Colin Kaepernick in his career, he's continuing to work out. Many people know and believe that, in fact, one of the NFL coaches said that Colin Kaepernick is better than more than half of the quarterbacks in the NFL right now. But he is being, as the people are saying now, he's being whiteballed. And this whole movement wasn't about Colin Kaepernick getting a job anyway. It's about, you know, trying to fight against these inequities that are happening.
Speaking with Debbie Stroman, and as we wrap up this conversation, where does that leave a fan of the NFL heading into the 2019 season who likes the NFL, likes to watch football, likes to be a fan, but also cares about progress, cares about social justice, wants to see the NFL moving, using its power to move the dial in that direction, and still frustrated at the fact that it's not really so much?
I would say that this particular incident with the partnership, it is not relevant. For those people who are upset with the NFL and who feel that they are exploiting the players, they're exploiting the communities, white and black, that they're not going to change their opinion. They're still not watching. They still have said, I've had enough. And for those people who are responding to this particular partnership, I think it's more on Jay-Z. In terms of many, many people, what I've been following on social media, many people are saying they're done with Jay-Z. They just don't believe you know, that he would go this far and get in bed with the NFL, so to speak. Now, I did speak to some folks who follow hip-hop very, very closely, and they said that if you listen to Jay-Z's lyrics time after time, he has stated that he is all about the money, and he doesn't care if he is the only black person in the room versus the spirit of having other blacks in the room and joining you. So they're just saying this is who Jay-Z is, and it just gives me another reason not to follow his music.
This is now the 100th problem, right?
Exactly.
Again,
I'll tell you, the NFL, it's something, there's always something going on with the NFL in terms of social justice and how the people feel about this very, very profitable organization.
I'll keep following that. Again, tune in weeknights during the 7 o'clock hour and catch If You Only Knew. We've got the archive of the whole series up on our website, chapelburger.com. Dr. Debbie Strowman, thank you so much.
Thank you.